Chapter 5. In Town. The next morning, I woke suddenly when I heard the noise of thunder. It was a bad storm, and the sky was dark gray, nearly as dark as night. I was still tired, but I got out of bed and went to look in John's room. He was asleep. He was obviously tired after our trip the day before. Even my parents were asleep. I went into the kitchen and put cornflakes into a bowl. I could see lightning through the window. There won't be any adventures today, I thought. I started to think about all the strange things at Silver Lake. Something was happening, and part of it was connected to Jack the Devil Devlin's house. The house seemed to be completely closed. There were still pieces of wood on all the doors and windows. So who sent that signal? Later, at about 12 o'clock, the sun started to shine, but the grass was wet and it wasn't a good time to walk outside. I decided to wait until the ground was dry. While I was waiting, I tried to remember everything about the house next door. The cement platform near the water was strange. Most of the homes around the lake, old and new, had wooden platforms. Why was Devlin's platform the only cement one? Is that where the bodies were hidden? We couldn't dynamite the platform, of course, so I didn't know how to find the answer to this question. I'll look around the area when the weather is better, I thought. I also want to know about the signals. Are people still sending them? Maybe someone is sitting and waiting for those signals at the same hour each night. The whole day we played games or watched our old TV. In the evening, Dad drove us into the nearest town, Lafayette, for pizza. Afterwards, we went to the big supermarket to buy food for the house. While my parents were shopping, John and I looked for candy. Then, suddenly, we saw the scary man from the day before. He still looked angry, and he was throwing boxes of cookies and bags of candy into his cart. "Eddie," John said. He tried to hide behind me, but I pulled his jacket. "Stop it, John," I said angrily. "You mustn't look frightened. Maybe he won't recognize us." I pushed John in the direction of our parents. We were so happy to see them. It made everything seem more normal. "Good, you're here," Dad said. "We've finished shopping. Let's go home." Mom gave us some chewing gum and said, "I hope today wasn't too boring for you boys. Maybe tomorrow the weather will be better and you can go to the beach and swim." We paid for our food and returned to the car. While Dad was driving out of the parking lot, a man on a big black motorbike drove quickly in front of us and onto the road. "Crazy driver," Dad said angrily. "That was him, wasn't it?" John said in my ear. I put my finger on my lips and nodded. We were quiet all the way home. At home, I went to my room and thought about the motorbike incident. Did the man drive like that because he recognized me and John? Was he watching us the other day while we were looking for our oars? I decided to tell Leo and Richie about the incident. We had to solve this mystery, or we could never feel safe at Silver Lake.